Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
We did it. We made it to a Thursday. This is our final show before the new year. Come on in, stay a while. There's a lot to get to. J.J. Watt will stop by. Booger McFarland. Aww. Oh, J.J., Pat McAfee will join us coming up as well. Most valuable, least valuable, most improved, least improved, Danette. The polls are still open. You can vote. We will announce the winners and losers coming up in the final hour of the program. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DPShow. We're not going to have a meet Friday, but we're going to have a meet Friday on Thursday, because I said to Tyler, blow out the budget, fire up the Traegers, apple and bourbon, glazed ham, brie and cranberry, pull apart bread, and pigs in a blanket. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
Nobody. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. This program brought to you by the great folks at Mercedes-Benz. We have a Sprinter van that we're going to start giving away. The opportunity to enter the contest next week. But we're giving away a Sprinter van once again at the Super Bowl. Mercedes-Benz family of SUVs, a family of unrivaled vehicles waiting at your local dealer. Say good morning to those who are chatting on Chat Row. Play nice. Also, those watching on Peacock. That's our streaming partner, our radio affiliates around the country. Play of the day, stat of the day, poll question, all of that coming up. I wanted to let the Danettes, if they have something to say about their campaign, and if there's something that they would like to say, it's sort of like a debate, a final statement, if you will. Todd, is there something that you would like to say about your candidacy for the most valuable Danette?
I just want to say I appreciate all the listeners and viewers. I appreciate you guys, especially you being the host, have allowed me to show my creativity with mock headlines and maybe some holiday sports names later, and the Sports Center teases, and all the, you know, and the impersonations, all the different things that I like to try to add and offer to the show. So I'm happy to be here every day, and we'll see how the voting goes.
Paulie, would you like to say anything?
No, I'm good.
All right. Seton, Marv, got anything you guys want to say about most valuable Danette?
No, I mean, I think I'm either you won it at this point or you didn't.
Okay.
You know, performance speaks for itself.
Okay. Marv, what about you?
I'm looking forward to some NIL deals.
Okay. All right. We'll see what we can work on that with name, image, and likeness. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. All righty. We got phone calls. We got a poll call. What, Paul?
There really is. Is there? It's not over. I mean, because you could, if you know, if someone pulls off something unbelievable today, that could sway the vote if it's close.
Mario is gathering the votes, and then he will hand those off to me. That's all I know. And I went back and saw him before the start of the show, and I said, you know, keep tabs on this. I don't want to influence anybody with any of these categories here. I just would like to know when we get to 11 o'clock Eastern that the polls will close. And then we'll have McAfee joining us. And then after McAfee, I'll announce all of these awards. So there's a little bit of tension here, and but all good in the holiday spirit here. Because we're all winners, when you think about it. And all losers as well.
Simultaneously.
Yeah, when you think about it. All righty. Poll question today, Seton. What are you thinking about?
Well, Dan, we got two right now for you. Paul threw this one out a little earlier. More surprising, Geno Smith is a Pro Bowler. Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady aren't.
Wow. Well, you look at the quarterbacks for the NFC, the Pro Bowl, and you go, I got Geno Smith, Jalen Hurts, and I got Kirk Cousins. If I would have said at the beginning of the year, will any of these quarterbacks be a Pro Bowl quarterback? I might have gone, okay, Cousins will put up good numbers. Jalen Hurts, it's either going to be really good or they're going to be ready to draft a quarterback. Because it felt like that in Philadelphia. Like, hey, we got two first-round picks if it doesn't work out. Well, it's worked out. Worked out great. Geno Smith being a Pro Bowler, that one, I wouldn't have believed that one. I don't think anybody had that in Pro Bowl bingo. I got Geno Smith as a Pro Bowler. Yes, Marv.
Fritzy had Drew Lock throwing 19 touchdown passes.
Yes,
so people didn't even have him starting this season, let alone making the Pro Bowl.
Yeah. If you would have said Rodgers and Brady aren't Pro Bowlers, I would have thought that they got injured. I wouldn't have thought that they didn't play well. And it's not that they have not played well. It's just Geno Smith has played better than them, and he's a Pro Bowl quarterback. I don't know if anybody wants to go. I don't even know if they know what the Pro Bowl is anymore. I'll ask J.J. Watt that when he joins us next hour. It's like a skills competition with the Mannings running things there. But I don't know if anybody wants to play in it. You'd like to be named to it. Yeah, Paul.
Look at the NFC quarterbacks. No offense. Hurts, Smith, and Cousins. Then in the AFC, it's Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, and Joe Burrow. Three guys who feel like they're already dipping their toes into the Hall of Fame.
The Jets were the worst team, or one of the worst teams in 2020. And I can't help but think, you got the matchup tonight between the Jets and Jags. And if you go back to 2020, the Jets missed out on getting Trevor Lawrence. Week 15, the Jets beat the Rams, and New York ended with the second overall pick. So they missed out on Trevor Lawrence. They got Zach Wilson. And now you have this matchup coming up tonight. Wilson, this is a standalone game. This is where, if you want some goodwill, Zach Wilson can garner some goodwill. Just play well, have a nice game, clean game, win the game. And Trevor Lawrence, the number one quarterback that year, and you go toe-to-toe, keep your playoff hopes alive. That could go a long way. But also, the other problem with a standalone game is, if you don't play well, everybody's going to have an opinion. There'll be a referendum on Zach Wilson on Friday. Probably no matter what. If he plays well, oh my gosh, okay, we saw some signs there. If he didn't, and then we'll wonder about the health of Mike White and when he'll come back. Yeah, Paul.
You know, if you look at last year, I know Urban Meyer was there, so you kind of give Trevor Lawrence a hall pass. But Trevor Lawrence was, he had 12 touchdowns and 17 interceptions last year. Mm-hmm. His quarterback rating was 71. I mean, that's pretty bad.
Yeah.
He gets a hall pass. But Zach Wilson had 9 touchdowns, 11 picks, and his quarterback rating was 70. They were basically equal last year in not the perspective of them, but their performance.
Well, you look back on what was asked of Trevor Lawrence. He had to be a team spokesperson for his coach. How many rookie quarterbacks, second-year quarterbacks, they come in and they go, hey, by the way, you got to stand up at a press conference. You got to talk about your coach was at a bar in Columbus, Ohio. Like, what? He started all 17 games, but I think he did a wonderful job given the circumstances. And Jacksonville has been a, I don't want to say dangerous team because I think that's the Lions. They've been a competitive team. And look at what they did against the Dallas Cowboys. You put up 40 points. And he's on pace to throw 30 touchdown passes. That's pretty good. Pretty good. Odds to score a touchdown at any point tonight, according to DraftKings. Who has the best odds to score at any point? Paulie?
Travis Etienne.
Travis Etienne is correct. Then it'll be Z Knight, Garrett Wilson, Zay Jones, and Christian Kirk. The Jags are getting 2 against the Jets tonight. The over-under is 37.5. What other poll question are you considering there, Seton?
Here's one for you, Dan. Right. Arch Manning is going to get all the NIL deals or just focus on football?
Well, I wonder if this is a situation that we had with Andrew Luck. When Luck came into the NFL, he didn't do any deals, no endorsements. RG3 took all those deals. Andrew Luck said, I just want to concentrate on football. I don't know if Arch Manning is going to get NIL. I'm guessing. And I don't think it's a situation where you go, you know, Manning's got money. Well, Peyton and Eli got a lot of money. But Arch's dad doesn't have a lot of money, you know, by comparison there. But I've never met somebody who goes, I got enough money. I don't need any more money here. That ain't happening. But, you know, I look at Arch Manning the way I do Bronny James. They don't need the money. But is Bronny going to get name, image, and likeness at Ohio State or UCLA or Oregon, wherever he goes? Probably. He's getting that now through his dad's deals. But if I'm Arch Manning, and I don't know if they've thought of this, but I would talk to, you know, he should talk to his dad, Cooper, and I would say, hey, Dad, what about Arch Manning, Golden Arches, McDonald's? What do you think? And you could have one of the arches that would be the Texas Longhorn that burnt orange, and that would be the Arch Manning. Golden Arches. Anybody with me on that?
I think it would be great. And certainly McDonald's can give him crazy millions of dollars, so that's not an issue for them.
Thank you, Todd.
You're welcome.
Yeah. But you think they were going to give him Happy Meals?
Happy Meals, like a little one of those, you know, a little shake.
A lovely gift card.
Maybe McDonald's cookies.
Maybe a Happy Meal with Arch, you know, a little football player, a little figurine.
That would be cute.
Thank you, Todd.
Nice collector.
Now I'm worried. Todd thinks it's good. Yes, Marv.
How much money is crazy millions of dollars?
Well, you know, when you realize that Drake May, if it's true that two universities reached out and were going to give him $5 million. Drake May was considered a very good quarterback coming in, and Alabama, I think, was interested in. I mean, he had places to go, not just North Carolina, but Arch could have gone anywhere. I don't know what they promised him, if they promised him anything. Maybe he just said, look, I want to play for Steve Sarkisian, offensive-minded head coach. That's where I want to go. There wasn't any, what are you going to give him? But I'm going to guess he's probably going to get something. It's not one of those where Arch goes, let me wait till I get there, and then I'll get my name, image, and likeness money. Everybody is getting up front. They know what their name, image, and likeness is. I know you're not supposed to, but they are. And why wouldn't you want to know that? I go back to when I was offered the job for Price is Right. And they said to me, when I said, well, how much does it pay? And they said, if you take the job, then we'll tell you. And I thought, no, I don't think it works that way. Well, that's what's happening with these players. They're not going, hey, what's my name, image, and what's my NIL? If you come here, we'll tell you. No, I'd like to know what I'm getting. Yes, Eden.
But you do kind of, like you were saying with McDonald's, right? Arch Manning feels like he's jumping right into, you know, Gatorade, Bose, yeah, and some like major insurance company. It's not going to be Bob's Chevrolet, you know, and the local diner.
Yeah, it's not going to be a local pizzeria. Yes, Paul.
I kind of wonder if it goes the other way for Arch Manning, where, like you said, he passes on these for the first year and lets them go. I'm looking, there's this company called On NIL where they rank valuations of college and high school athletes for the NIL valuation. Bronny James is clearly the number one person on basically in America of that age group. He has 6.8 million followers on Instagram, and he's 17 years old. Arch Manning, same basic age, has 140,000 followers on Instagram. They still value him as the fourth best. Arch Manning, his NIL valuation is ahead of Caleb Williams of USC. It's ahead of C.J. Stroud. It's ahead of good college players that are playing right now because of name recognition.
Well, he's going in as a freshman where C.J. Stroud is going to the NFL. Caleb has one more year.
Yep.
You got Arch for 3 years. That's another thing with, you know, NIL, with college football. I can get you for 3 years if you stay at that university. And also, it was National Signing Day. But I look at as National Signing Day is certainly interesting, but if I'm one of these big powerhouses, I let you go in, prove yourself someplace, hey, Georgia Tech's running back had a nice season. He rushed for 1,200 yards. Why don't we see if we get him to transfer to Alabama? There's national signing, and then there's national flipping day. National poaching day. Not that they would recognize that officially, but that's what I would do. Hey, we didn't get you coming out of high school. That's okay. We'll wait. Let me see if you prove yourself, and then we'll be more than happy to bring you in. Yeah, Marv.
Yeah, if you're one of those small schools, like say if you're a running back that goes to Buffalo and you rush for 1,200 yards as a freshman, okay, Syracuse, you know, a local school that's nearby, all right, NIL deal, all right, we're in good shape.
Is Syracuse that much better than Buffalo?
No, they're not, but I'm just thinking of a bigger
market. Oh, okay.
No, not in terms of football. No, okay. Get out of here.
Okay. Yes, Bill.
It's really wild because if you look at the NIL rules, I say that with a... The NIL NCAA rules.
Okay.
There are posted NIL rules. Like, you can't use NIL.
Where are they posted?
On the NCAA website.
Okay. I'm sure that all the recruits go there and all the coaches go there as a reminder of things that they're not allowed to do.
The website looks like 1996. So there's rules.
By the way, Paulie, Dabo Swinney, Clemson head coach, had this to say about name, image, and likeness.
We built this program on NIL. We really did. It's probably different than what you're thinking, though. We built this program in God's name, image, and likeness.
All right.
Oh.
Now, can the church give you money then? Like, if you're a recruit, if it's built on name, image, and likeness, then, you know, maybe a parish raffle or something.
Right.
Come up with some money for you.
Pass the basket.
Yeah. A fish fry.
Yeah.
I was... Pancake dinner, down in the basement.
The fish fry. I remember the fish fry at St. Susanna. Hey, there's a fish fry.
A spaghetti.
Right. Yeah.
Spaghetti dinner.
Yeah, it'd be like runny sauce, tomato sauce. Yes, Todd?
You think Coach got a little loose there? Sometimes you get caught up in the moment and just start saying stuff. Where is that something he really planned to work into that chat?
What do you think?
I'd like to believe that came out differently than he wanted it to.
No, I think it came out how he wanted it
to.
That's
just bizarre.
Yes,
to me.
Yes, Paulie.
That is, I don't care what he says. That's his opinion. Great, super. But like, other coaches do the opposite. They say, come here for the NIL money. Like Jimbo Fisher goes, oh no, we're open for business.
Sure.
I wonder if Dabo Swinney is being he's clearly being disingenuous by, I'm sure Clemson's knee deep in NIL. If they're not, they better ask themselves.
If they don't do name, image, and likeness like everybody else, all right.
So
good for you.
I looked at the NIL rules, and technically, you're not supposed to entice athletes recruiting with NIL. Mm-hmm. That means they cannot get their NIL deals or be broached about NIL deals officially until they're already under your umbrella.
Of course, and of course, nobody. It's like when you have that signing, free agency signing in football, and it's like 12:01. You're like, you got that done in 60 seconds? Yeah, we did. Okay, no tampering. No. Let's take a break. Booger McFarland will join us coming up. J.J. Watt. Oh.
Christmas miracle.
Oh, it's incredible. And Pat McAfee will join us. And the final hour of the show, we'll hand out the awards on this program. Back after this, Dan Patrick Show. If you own a business, been a bumpy ride, pandemic, inflation, you could use a break. And if your business has five or more employees, managed to survive COVID, you could be eligible to receive a payroll tax rebate of up to $26,000 per employee. Not alone. It's a refund of your taxes. The challenge is getting your hands on it. Go to GetRefunds.com. The team of tax attorneys they are highly trained in a little-known payroll tax refund program. They have already returned over $1 billion to businesses, and they can help you as well. They do all the work, no charge up front. They simply share a percentage of the cash that they get for you. Businesses of all types can qualify, including those who took PPP nonprofits, even those that had increases in sales. Find out if your business qualifies. Go to GetRefunds.com. Click on Qualify Me. Answer a few questions. This payroll tax refund only available for a limited amount of time. So don't miss out. Go to GetRefunds.com. Good luck. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Christmas night, Tom Brady and the Buccaneers go to Arizona, take on the Cardinals. That's Sunday at 7 Eastern on NBC and Peacock. Who is this, Marv?
This is Donny Hathaway. The song is This Christmas.
Oh, okay.
It's a staple in the black community. I'm just going to say it like that.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, the white community also appreciates this song. I always like this one. Yeah, I just want to put it out there.
Christmas cookout. Let's go.
Yeah, I'm down on Christmas music.
Huh?
Yeah, I am. We have a no Christmas music. You know, there's a moratorium on. We're just not doing it right now. Can't do it. Yeah, Marv.
DP, I got here at 5:30 this morning. Okay, that's a lie. But I just brought in some Christmas music to get us all in the spirit.
No, I know, but I'm already in the spirit. But I don't need everywhere I go. It's Christmas music.
It doesn't sound like you're in the spirit if you're like, Christmas music.
You're right. I'm not.
It's a little bit of mixed messages there.
But I was listening. You know, my daughters last night were in the kitchen, as we always do every night, and we like to get our dance on. And, you know, my daughter wanted to play a you know, Paul McCartney Christmas song. I go, no, we can't. No, we're not doing that. On Christmas Day, if you want to do it, we can do it. Yeah, Paulie.
I actually like quite a few Christmas songs. I heard a U2 one today, Baby. I can't remember what it is. Mm. But, and this pains me to say, because I love Paul McCartney and all his work, the song Simply Having a Wonderful Christmas Time. I want to, as my car is driving, I want to just get out, open the door, and roll out into traffic when I hear that song.
Yeah.
And I love Paul McCartney. I'd rather be in traffic dying.
And the whole Mariah Carey, like the Queen of Christmas. I can't. I just can't do it. Yeah, Mark.
What should I do instead? I'm going to find Post Malone songs. You like Post Malone?
Does he do Christmas songs?
I don't think so.
He should, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm fine with Post Malone. Yeah, see.
The only one I can't do is Do They Know It's Christmas? I can't.
Who does that?
That's the one where like it's like it's like everybody in the
ensemble.
Brother. Yeah.
It was mostly like, British and European singers. Is Do We Know It's Christmas? It was like the answer to the American singers back in the mid-80s.
I can't because like I don't mind it, but it's right up until Bono, right? It's all about the lyrics are all about like you're raising a glass for everyone and the world. We're trying to spread joy and all this stuff, and. You know, it's Feed the World and all these things. And then Bono, for some reason, in the middle of the song, sings, "Tonight, thank God it's them instead of you." And it was like, I don't know, kind of torches the whole message there. But like, hey, no, look at all these hungry people and we're going to feed the world and do all this great stuff. But hey, thank God it's them and not you.
I disagree, Seton. I think he's laying a guilt trip on everyone sitting there like eating and drinking, listening to the song and not doing anything. I think that's a guilt trip line, I think. Because why else would you drop it?
That's very optimistic.
I don't know.
That's me, Mr. Optimism.
You, when I think optimism, I think you.
Tonight, thank God it's them instead,
instead of you.
What in the hell does that mean?
I don't know. I don't know.
Because there won't be snow in Africa this Christmas time. What are you singing?
All right, so I get the best Christmas song of all time is?
I just played it.
No, it's that's a nice song. That's Donnie's got a great voice.
The blue
Christmas without you.
There's one called Merry Christmas Baby by Otis Redding. He can sing, so
yeah, that always helps.
Yeah.
But what, Marv?
That's also for the bedroom too. He said, Merry Christmas, baby. You sure did treat me nice. I said, yeah, you did.
Whoa.
Dang. You got to listen to it. Oh, you know, I'm about to play. I'm going to play it.
What's going on here?
It's Christmas. Booger, what's up, man?
You're getting into, it's more of a than a Christmas mode for you here.
Oh, got a couple of days off? Come on.
All right. Well, you're a lover. Yeah, that's why you've been married almost 10 years. Booger McFarland said to Jonas, yes, Marv. Do you want to play a little bit of the Donny Hathaway there? So Booger said to join us. Fritzy, are we okay here?
We are. He's ready to go.
Oh, okay. All right. Let's bring in Booger McFarland, the mothership NFL college football analyst. You got a favorite Christmas song?
Actually, it was a song that you guys were playing this Christmas. I'm surprised you didn't know that song also, by the way, DP.
I tune out Christmas music.
Why is that?
I don't know what it is. It starts at Thanksgiving and it starts too soon, and then I'm just done with it. That's all.
Well, as I sit there and stare at you, your studio is definitely in the holiday spirit. You got Christmas trees and all that stuff going on. So
That's forced upon me.
Right. You at least are exuding the appearance of being a great Christmas guy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's called being phony. So Booger appears on Monday Night Countdown, NFL prime time each week here. Give me the downside to name, image, and likeness.
It's not regulated. And so basically what that means is you're getting a play-for-pay system. I think name, image, and likeness was intended to put money in the player's pocket, because for years, the good old boy system known as NCAA has made a ton of money off college athletes, namely football players. And so when they came up with name, image, and likeness, they were like, okay, how can we allow the college athlete, who is technically an amateur athlete, to capitalize on what the NCAA has been capitalizing on for years? Here's the only problem with that, DP. There are no regulations. So what's legal in Texas may not be legal in Ohio. What's legal in Louisiana may not be legal in Alabama as far as how it's governed. And so you get these big boosters that come up with these collectives, which basically is a group of boosters who come together who say, we have a ton of money and we want to give it to players so they can come to our university and we can have the best football team or the best baseball team or basketball or whatever. And so now when you are the top quarterback, quarterback X, now the collective from school X can say, hey, we want you to come to our university and we will pay you whatever the number is, $5, $6, $7, $8, $9 million. And so once you sign, now we can come up with a system where we can pay you this money. And whether you sign autographs or whether you go work at the luggage store or whatever you do, but it's turned into a play for pay system. And that's not what it was intended to. But the only problem is you can't put the toothpaste back in the tube.
Yeah.
And so we have a system now where these college athletes, DP, are making more money than some professional athletes. And I don't think that's what the system was intended for.
Well, Bryce Young was making more than Jalen Hurts. And Bryce was still in college. And Jalen Hurts is an MVP candidate. It's kind of crazy. But I always go back to, Kentucky basketball players talked about getting $100 handshakes. You know, booster, right. Come up, just give you some. When you were at LSU, what kind of benefits could you get? Statute of limitations is over, so you can talk about it.
Right. Yeah. Well, was I taken care of handsomely? Sure. They're nothing crazy. And I'm not talking about, well, man, they gave Booger $100,000. Yeah, there were a bunch of free meals. There were a couple of $200-$300 handshakes. My mother never had to worry about paying for hotel rooms or paying for meals or food or anything like that. And then in the summertime, I got a legit job. I mean, I was making 10, 15, 20 bucks an hour. I was able to work, 6 or 7 weeks during the summer. I had a Pell Grant. I had this thing called the Needy Fund. And so, DP, I would guess that if I totaled the money I could make in one calendar year at LSU, if you count my Pell Grant, the money I made this summer, I probably made, $15,000.
Yeah.
Here's the difference now. These guys are making 5, 6, 7 figures when it comes to just one calendar year. And some of them don't even have to work a summer job like I did. So the money is great. It's handsome. And don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to sound like you, which is the old guy on the lawn. I'm happy for these guys that they're able to get some money. I'm fine with it too, Booger.
If you get it, great. Just let's regulate it just so we know what's going on. There's no poaching. There's no tampering. Those kind of things. Because I brought this up hypothetically, Drake May, a couple of weeks ago. I said, what if he just says, hey, I'm open for business here. I'm going to put myself on eBay. What do you want to give me? You know, he got offered two different deals for $5 million to transfer, reportedly. And I was just doing a hypothetical. If I'm Ohio State or Alabama, I'm losing my quarterback to the NFL. What's $10 million to bring in Drake May? Drake May announced he was staying at North Carolina, and he couldn't go to the NFL. So he had to announce, hey, I'm staying, and these rumors, this is where I'm going to be, and the story is over here. This is going to happen with these quarterbacks, or, probably only quarterbacks. Somebody's going to go, hey, what do you want to pay me? And somebody's going to pony up $10 million to bring in a quarterback.
So let me ask you this, DP. If the system doesn't get regulated, are you okay with it if it turns into that?
I don't want it to be where it's tampering and poaching. If right. you can somehow have a lifeguard on duty, because it's not the NCAA, I want to know, where are we headed with this? You want to pay the players, or the players want to get paid? I have no problem with that whatsoever. But I think we got to decide. It's almost like Major League Baseball. There almost feels like there needs to be the teams that spend over $200 million and then the other teams. In college football, it's the schools that make this kind of money or spend this kind of money, and then the other ones there. We almost need to have some kind of separation there.
Yeah, that would seem to be a fair system, and we all know life's not fair. So I don't think we're ever going to get that system. But I do understand your point. It would even the playing field. But understand this. We've never really been concerned about the playing field being even. Like certain colleges, Georgia, Ohio State, USC, have always been able to spend more on recruiting than anyone else. It doesn't mean you're going to win. It gives you an advantage, but it doesn't mean you're going to win the title every year.
I don't know where we're headed. I'm just surprised that the so-called educators didn't see this happening, where, a booster is going to go, I'll give you $20 million, go and play with it. Let's see what we can bring in. Give me a couple offensive linemen and a good defensive lineman. And, I think that's what's going to be happening more and more. We're talking to Booger McFarland. I didn't mean to get off on that tangent, but more surprising, Geno Smith is a Pro Bowl quarterback, or Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady aren't?
Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady aren't. Like, we've always seen the talent with Geno Smith. I think his quote that was famous, that they wrote him off, but he didn't write back. He's always believed in his talent. He's always been a great thrower of the football. He just needed a system and somebody to believe in him. And Pete Carroll, whether it was by luck or by choice, believed in him. Because let's not forget, Pete Carroll traded for Drew Locke, and a lot of people thought Drew Locke was going to be the starter. But when you get to Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers, I think Tom Brady is the most surprising DP, because he led the NFL in passing last year. He was phenomenal, had that great comeback against the Rams in the divisional playoff round. And he seemingly fell off a cliff. Like, he's been bad this year, DP.
Yeah.
I mean, he has been bad just about every Sunday. And we continue to try to make excuses for him, or we continue to wait for the GOAT to show up, because he is the greatest quarterback of all time. I haven't seen it. And it doesn't matter to me about the issues he's had off the field. Like, everybody has things that they go through in life. What matters is when you show up, you're a professional, you do your job. I don't want to hear about, well, he was going through a lot. Who cares? We all go through a lot. As far as Aaron Rodgers is concerned, you knew it was going to be a transition early on because he was breaking in new receivers and Bakhtiari, the left tackle, was coming off an injury. So I kind of expected him to be a little slower kind of getting into this season. But I am still surprised that both he and Tom, with Tom being the biggest surprise, aren't in the Pro Bowl because we expect so much from him.
We have these standalone games. You have that game tonight with the Jets and the Jags. And then everybody's going to have an opinion on a game that nobody would have an opinion on if it was played Sunday at 1 o'clock. But everybody's going to have a referendum on Trevor Lawrence and Zach Wilson. How do you think this plays out tonight between these two?
I think this is going to be a contrasting style. The Jets at their core are a defensive-led football team that wants to be physical, but they have a quarterback they drafted number two overall, so they kind of have to break him in a little bit, and he's been highly scrutinized. I myself have scrutinized him a lot. When you look at Jacksonville, they have a quarterback that's ascending. Trevor Lawrence has made great strides this year as far as being the golden child that we thought he was going to be when he came out of Clemson. So you have two teams that want to play a physical brand of football. One has their quarterback going up in Trevor Lawrence. The other, I don't really know what Zach Wilson is, but I do know he was drafted number two overall, and the expectations are right there with Trevor Lawrence. And you're right. We're going to judge both of these guys, namely the quarterbacks tonight, more than we are going to judge the teams. And I think if you're Zach Wilson, the game tonight in a standalone game, as the holidays are here, so more people are going to be sitting at home with eggnog. I know you won't because you don't like Christmas, but more people are going to be sitting around with eggnog and a glass of wine saying, you know what? Let me see what this guy Zach Wilson is about. So tonight is an important game for him. I do think he's got to show up and play well. I think the Jets are a better football team, a more talented team, but it doesn't mean that they're going to win tonight.
I was watching a Monday Night Countdown, as I always do, and you talked about staying warm, and you'd occasionally have some whiskey.
Yeah. Listen, DP, I'm a Southern boy.
How much whiskey would you have prior to a game to stay warm?
Well, I'm not talking about enough whiskey to make you feel like that you're invincible. I'm just talking about enough whiskey to give you a little warmth going down your throat. Just a thimbleful, a little sipful, because what it does – I'm not a drinker, okay? I've never been drunk one day in my life. As I've gotten older, I've learned to change my palate, and I drink the occasional cab, and you and I can hang out and sip on a little Camus every now and then, which I'm looking forward to, by the way. But I'm only talking about a thimbleful, enough to warm the throat, burn your throat almost, and kind of give you a little tingling sensation. That's kind of what I did.
How many players would do that?
There were three or four. I'm not going to name those players. I'll just incriminate myself. But there was a game in Green Bay where the wind chill was minus 15. The actual temperature was zero. And the only way there were two ways I was able to play in that game. One, I had a full body onesie on that I cut the toes out of. And two, I had two shots of whiskey, one pregame and then one after halftime.
How was that? How'd you guys play?
We actually won. Had one of my better games. I think overall, Boog's not a fan of cold weather, DP. Not a fan whatsoever. Like, there are a lot of things in life I'd rather do than be outside in cold weather. So if you watch the broadcast of the night and people say, man, you look miserable, it's because I was miserable.
Hey, it's great to talk to you as always. Merry Christmas to you, and we'll talk to you in the new year.
DP, have a great one. Have a great Christmas.
Yeah.
Celebrate it to the fullest.
Yeah, absolutely. As only I can. That's Booger McFarland of the Mothership. We'll take a break. Our play of the day is coming up next. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, think I can eat that slice of pizza in under 30 seconds? Or I don't know, take over a minute to down a 2-liter? Well, if you have, then you're going to love Pick 6. It's the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Here's how you play it during the playoffs. Pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they will have more or less of a stat, rebounds, points, assists, and more. Also, you track your picks, play against others for a shot to win at some big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now. Use the promo code DPSHOW for a chance to win huge cash prizes. That's code DPSHOW. Only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Oh my God.
The play. The play's called play. Of the day.
Let's go!
Play of the day.
Check this out.
Play action. Reed again. Guns it. End zone. He's got a wide open man, and it's Beljan, the tight end. Touchdown. He has it. And just like that, Austin Reed and Joey Beljan, and it's 13-0 Western Kentucky.
Ah, the New Orleans Bowl. That's courtesy of Learfield Sports. Play of the day. Play of the day brought to you by DraftKings. Big payday? How about a bigger payday? DraftKings Sportsbook same-game parlays. You can pocket more cash when you combine multiple bets from one game. Download the app. Sign up with the code Patrick. A special offer. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Dan Patrick takes a gamble. Later on today, it's Bad Larry, it's Dylan, and it's Shea and Irving. That'll be up on the website. And Bad Larry making a comeback. Shea and Irving did not have a good week, but you can listen. A lot of fun with these three guys.
Of course I didn't.
The whiskey, taking a shot of whiskey, I could see that if you're a football player. I mean, you're a 300-pound guy and you're taking a sip of whiskey. Warms you up, I guess. And then at halftime, you take another sip. I mean, the Red Sox, when they cowboyed up, they would do a shot before the, you know, playoff games, World Series games. A little whiskey. All right. Yeah, Paul.
Do you think it's more for calming your nerves or for the cold?
I would say that it would work for both, but it would be more important for the warmth that it would give you. Seton, update the poll results if you can.
Dan, more surprising, Geno Smith in a Pro Bowl or Brady and Rodgers not. Right now, 62% going with Geno Smith.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's a big surprise there.
Big surprise.
Big surprise there. Some phone calls. Andrew in Washington. Hi, Andrew. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, Dan and Danette. I hope that you all have a happy holidays and happy new year.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for taking my call. Thanks for letting me be a small part of the show and contribute just a little bit. Good luck to Paulie on his double or nothing bet. Last time that happened, it was our NFL draft QB bet. He did end up with two pies to the face, so we'll see what happens this time. But just wanted to thank you guys. And best show around. Appreciate y'all. And I have one more stat of the day to end the year.
All right.
Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Here comes the stat of the day!
For over 30 years, college basketball had not seen a 30-point underdog pull the upset. Well, the 0-for-5-58 streak is over. Last night, Eastern Illinois, a 31.5-point underdog, beat Iowa 92-83. That's your stat of the day.
Stat of the day is always brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Chris in Georgia joins us this morning. Hi, Chris.
Hey, happy holidays, Merck. I tweeted it to him the other day, but I'm going with that Adam Dunn of the show. He hits 187, 200 strikeouts a year, but those 48 home runs are glorious. I'm going with Fritzy.
Oh,
this is big, the long ball, Danny.
All right. Well, thank you, Chris. So, Fritzy, you're the Adam Dunn of this show. You strike out a lot, but you do hit home runs.
That's fair. I think that's a fair depiction.
You're going to strike out a couple hundred times, and then you're going to hit 40 bombs, not get on base, not do much of anything else.
A lot of strikeouts.
Voting is still open until the final hour of the program. Most valuable, least valuable. Most improved, least improved. Ed in North Carolina. Hi, Ed. What's on your mind?
Hi, Dan. Hey, earlier this week with the stay in your lane callback and with coming out of the Giants-Commanders game and the controversy as to whether the referee should or should not help the wide receiver come up on the line, I've got a question for you and the Danettes.
Mm-hmm.
We're all painfully aware you need to stay in your lane when it comes to Green Day.
Yeah.
But I'm wondering as to what topic the Danettes need to stay in their lane in on recognizing Todd likely has probably 10 or 20 of them.
All right. Well, thank you, Ed, for that contribution. The things that you guys don't know enough about.
That's a hell of a
long list.
That's
a lot.
Yeah, where do we start?
Yeah.
I mean, I know a lot about music. I just said I wasn't a big Green Day fan.
Which factually is wrong.
Yeah.
Apparently.
And then, as most great journalists do, I did some research by going to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame so I could see the Green Day exhibit. And learn more about Billy Joe and the rest of the Green Dayers. Yes, Paul.
So to decide on this, which would be the, if you're playing Jeopardy, the category that came up where you're like, ooh, you're like, I'm in trouble here. Sports or other. You know, something you don't know a lot about. Yeah. Like
it's a lot of things, though, we don't know a lot about.
Like when we were doing Sports Jeopardy, there were some categories you're like, oh, yes, yes. But then once in a while, there'd be a hockey category. And hockey history is not my strong point. That's where I don't think I'd do well.
Okay. Yes, Todd.
I'd say for me, geography, politics would be just among many things where I'd be like, hey, I don't think I can do that.
Marvin, is there a category that you'd have a tough time with?
70 soccer.
Oh, very niche. Niche.
Outside of Pele, I'm not big on it.
And Pele is not in good shape. I think he's had some organ failure here. So I saw an update earlier this morning. Seton, you got the category that you might get roughed up on?
I've got 10 million of them.
Well, one that stands
sports.
Out.
Right.
That's one. You can start right there.
Just that little Achilles heel.
Yeah.
Two more hours to go. J.J. Watt will join us. Okay. Do we bring up good-ass dudes? Do we bring up where we made fun of him the other day? Right? We have to, don't we?
We do.
Okay. J.J. Watt. J.J. Watt. One more item as we close out. Our 1M Drive is here to help you in 2022. Get ready for 2023. Supplements formulated specifically for us, supporting testosterone, energy, strength, and overall health. M Drive's not one of those companies trying to make you feel bad about yourself and then promising to fix everything. M Drive's for motivated guys who want to feel their best and have the energy to do things they love. There's no magic pill to make you feel 20 again, but if you're driven to put in the work, M Drive's clinically tested ingredients can help you go the extra mile. Start that new hobby or clean out the garage or maybe you start working out again. To help ring in 2023, M-Drive's giving you 20% off with the coupon code Dan at mdrivedan.com. Top-selling M-Drive products can be found in stores like Rite Aid and Sprouts. Now's the time to get started. 20% off, more energy, more strength, more drive. Use the code Dan at mdrivedan.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.